Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Maggie, I picture you kickboxing to this song.
Oh, I'm sure this was in, like, the workout musical background tunes. Because we always had music going when you were training because it was so miserable. Boxing training is miserable.
Hot.
It is hot. It is stinky. Hot. It makes you want to Ralph like the Packers center did on Sunday because there's no breeze in Lambeau Field and it was hot, hot, hot. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. That guy you just heard is Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about boxing and the Packers because, yeah, we got to ease into the week a little bit. But because I have the old Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation from the guy that I think gave the speech of the evening yesterday at the Emmys, John Leguizamo, buddies grew up near my boxing trainer when I lived in New York, in case you missed the first segment of the show. But for all intents and purposes, he got up and he gave a verbal takedown, a smackdown, if you will, of those that criticize DEI or diversity, equity, inclusion efforts, which certainly the Academy of Motion Picture and Arts, as well as the Emmy Selection Committee, all of these have been very male and very white for very long. And the Emmys saw last night, of course, another first. I think at least two first, an Asian actress winning for Best Actress in a Drama for Shogun, as well as Best Supporting Actress going to a Latina for the first time for the actress's role in The Bear.
She was awesome in that, by the way.
I'm a huge fan of that show. We may get time to talk more about that. But I wanted to take and listen to what Mr. Leguizamo had to say because he put it really well. So let's take a listen. This is John Leguizamo, the actor, yesterday at the Emmy Awards.
Yo, 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 what's up? I'm John Leguizamo, and I'm one of Hollywood's DEI hires. That's right, DEI. The D is for diligence. The E is for excellence. The I is for imagination. And everyone in this room tonight has dedicated their lives to diligence, excellence, and imagination. So we are all DEI hires. Mm. And man, what a beautiful and diverse room this is tonight. Wepa. Because when I was growing up in Jackson Heights, Queens, a scrawny little wannabe
Queens,
gangster.
Excuse me.
You're not from Queens, don't lie.
Love it.
I didn't know that people like me could be actors. At 15, I didn't know the word representation. Actually, there were a lot of words I didn't know back then. But I saw a lot of brown face. I saw Marlon Brando play a Mexican in Viva Zapata, and Al Pacino play Cuban gangster Tony Montana, and Natalie Wood play a Puerto Rican beauty named Maria. Everybody played us, except us. I didn't see a lot of people on TV who looked like me. Of course, there was always Ricky Ricardo. Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do. And I know some of you remember the Looney Tunes cartoon mouse, Speedy Gonzalez, the fastest mouse in all of Mexico, arriba, arriba, andale! And his lethargic, useless sidekick, Slowpoke Rodriguez. Sorry, Señor Pussycat, I can't play with you no more. It's time for my siesta. And that's how we saw ourselves, because that's all we saw of ourselves.
Mm.
I used to watch Star Trek and think, wow, in the future, there ain't gonna be no Latin people. But at least then the food will suck. And for years, I didn't complain about the limited roles my people were offered. The spicy sex spot, the Latin lover, the maid, the gangbanger. Turns out not complaining doesn't change anything.
Ah.
He goes on from there. He wrote a letter. He took out a whole full-page ad in the New York Times. And, like, his speech was introducing the head of the Emmys, basically, who is Latino. And he says, I fixed all this, but that's why they hired him 8 months before I put out this ad.
Yes. Right.
But, yeah.
I wrote down a couple of things. And thank you, Mr. Leguizamo. Queens. It's been years. I forget. That the room is filled with people who believe in diligence, excellence, and imagination. Yes. That how we saw ourselves was because that was all we saw of ourselves, right? The idea that representation matters, the visual matters. This, to me, seems like one of those things that is so incredibly intuitively obvious. And so it's always been troubling when I hear people talk about opposing these kinds of efforts. Why exactly? Why would you oppose greater representation? And usually it comes back as some bizarro version of meritocracy. But that's garbage. Why is it garbage? Because it's based on a racist presumption that, of course, white dudes are better at everything. That the normative or the thing that white dudes bring to the table is somehow inherently more valuable than what women, people of color, and women of color bring, right? I mean, that's what that hinges on. That somehow the access to the corridors of power, the boardrooms of wealth, since the inception of our country, where people were told that they weren't people, but three-fifths of a person, where women were not provided the same rights to vote, that somehow all of that, the impacts of all of that has been magically washed away, and that we needn't take deliberate and important intentional action to be sure that everyone in our community is represented in every place, on TV and in films and in the director's chairs and the producer's chairs and the executive producer's chairs and the people that get paid box office and viewership back ends. Oh, yeah, and those that get awarded and those that get to decide who gets awarded. All of it matters. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Folks, if you're on the horn, stay there. We do have Dr. Weston coming up, but he'll be patient with us because I think this is so important. Because guess what? It shows up in health and wellness. Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. That is Brian Kelly, actor, producer, football player extraordinaire, bouncer. I'll think of some more superlatives. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next. And then Brian and I will be back with Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's health policy advisor, 855-752-4842. Join us. Text and phone lines are open.
Diabolical sabotage.